Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills.
Father, we are most grateful for this opportunity again. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight, I want to continue on a theme that I started with this morning on our wonderful, wonder-filled salvation. But I want to take it up from a certain angle. Can you all see me? There is no particular place you must sit at revival. Sit where you want. So, if you are on the side, or at the back, or anywhere, you can sit where you want. Now, the only reserved places we have are the pastors right at the very front here, and I believe right there as well. And then, also the Greater Love Club, we have like 2-3 rows right here, reserved for the Greater Love Club. Glory to God. So, apart from that, you feel free, especially in the evening. You don't need to really wear a tie. If you're wearing a tie, I think you can just take it off so that you look a bit more relaxed. And if you are in high heels and they are hurting you, you can take them off. Stop pretending. We know that it's painful to your feet. Why don't you wear it at home? Take it easy, man. Now, this message is going to blow as a wind to set you free from something that plagues many people who are sometimes sent as missionaries, sometimes are right here with us, sometimes near or far, but it plagues many people and is the reason why many people do not do well in life. Amazing. So this is a short Bible lesson, and a short Bible lesson is always a blessing. And short is always in relation to eternal timings. Wow. Hallelujah. Yeah. Beautiful. Now, 1 Corinthians, you may want to call my message the power of headship. The power of headship.
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 21. Beautiful. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you.
Yeah, here ends our reading.
Now, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I have no need of you. All right? I like that the head has been mentioned. But perhaps the greatest mistake is in the reverse of this scripture, where the feet say to the head, I have no need of you. You get it? Are you there?
Yes.
Or the hand says to the head, I have no need of you. So, he wouldn't have said that the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Or he wouldn't have said the feet cannot say to the head, I have no need of you. Or the head to the feet, I have no need. If it was not being said. Are you there?
Yeah.
Or you are not fully understanding what I'm saying. Ask your neighbor, who are you saying you don't need? Amazing, isn't it? Who are you saying and what are you saying? You get it? I don't need you. Huh? What do you think? Yeah. Many times we are saying, I don't need you. And you are acting it out. You are acting it out. So, there are people, how many of you realize that you can speak louder with your actions than with your words? I have pastors within the church who maybe they are the feet, maybe their hands, maybe their heart, maybe their kidneys, who are saying within themselves, of course, nobody will say it out loud, but your actions speak louder than your words. I don't need you. I have no need of the head. Yes. What do you think? So put my scripture back. I like it, you know. The eye cannot say. You cannot say that. I don't need. some people were, you know, when they see me talking to the young people or people that they don't have anything, they see me talking to them. Sometimes I apologize to them, you know, when they are delayed. You get it? Some people are surprised. They say, these are nobodies. That's your mistake. The I cannot say. You see, the way you even disregard somebody shows you think that person is not important. He feels it's not important. There's nothing like that. So, you can see, that's why I instituted Galatians 6:6. There's one shepherd in United Denominations, and that's me. Yes. We are not many heads. Yes. I mean, Jesus is the head. I'm talking about in terms of physical human beings, worthless human beings. Among the worthless human beings, I'm the head. There's not we are the head. So, when the whole church does not see or know the need, you see, the eye cannot say, I have no need. I don't need. Yeah, need. Or the feet to the head, I don't need you. Then you don't understand a very important thing about a body. Yes. Are you there? Yes. It's when you see a person with a stroke. But you never have a stroke in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
It's when you see a person with a stroke that you see the importance of the head. That not the whole brain, but a small part. There was small bleeding there. And that part died. Either it bled or it was blocked to that particular part. If it's your left side, it means it bled on the right side. If it's your right side, it means it happened on the left side. And that small part which works and send message is not working. All the side goes off. Yeah. And depending on how widespread it is, it can affect your speech and many things. So it's only ignorance and spiritual stupidity that makes you to be disconnected from your head. How many here are from the Anakazo Bible School? Raise your hand. Ah, you are here, a lot of you. You were disconnected from your head. I had to forcefully bring you here. Yes. Yeah. That's why there are so many of you here. How to step in and reconnect you. You cannot say I have no need of you. Sit down. Gradually, you see a branch, a bishop, a pastor, somebody who have given some small title to, disconnecting that section from the head. You see, I mean, it should show you how doomed you are. You are doomed. You see, if you take that, the best example I always give is the Methodist Church. John Wesley is the founder and the father of the Methodist Church. Try and see the connection between John Wesley may be a person I can describe in like the way he ministered was maybe Reverend Eastwood. Yes. Signs and wonders, manifestations, screaming, salvations, preaching, rolling, screaming, open air preaching. That's John Wesley. If you read it, you'll be amazed. Nothing like what we are seeing today. Put my verse there, please. The eye cannot say. So it's not that he didn't say the eye should not say. Yes. So anywhere in the church, when there is a head, if you take, let's say, Winners Chapel, or the head of that local group among us worthless human beings is Bishop Oyedepo. Yes. And the head amongst Redeemed Church of God, the head is G.O. Adeboye, Reverend Adeboye. Of Redeemed. You cannot be in Redeemed and say, spoken or unspoken, I have no need of you. To me, Dag Hayward Mills, they have no need of me in a sense. In a general sense, we have need of each other. But I'm talking about within the Redeemed structure, within the denomination of Winners Chapel. They have no need of me in that sense. I'm not relevant. I'm relevant in my body. Let's take the head of this bishop and this bishop. This arm is not needing this head. If this head doesn't work, this arm is cool. But in this body, so if this is stand up, if this is Redeemed, this is Winners Chapel, and this is Lighthouse, the head of the arm of Winners Chapel doesn't need the head of Lighthouse, doesn't need the head of Redeemed. But your own head, if you like, joke with this head, even if it is small. Try and see whether it's connected.
Preach it.
Try and see. Joke with the head. And you find yourself somewhere you never planned to be. All right? Thanks a lot. So whatever you do, aim to be connected to the head. When I say connected, you see, you must establish a connection. You get what I'm saying? You must establish a connection that you use. You see, if I want to speak to David Yonggi Cho today, I can. Like I can actually make contact with him. Yes. If I want to send a message to him that will get to him, I can. You know, I've established that. I know what to do. Oh yes. He's far away, he's in a different land, in a different context, they don't speak English, but I can make a certain communication clear to get there. There will be no question about it. But you are sitting just here. And just here, there is no way, you don't have a sure way of communicating. I know I can speak, I can make that contact. So, you have stroke Christians. Yes. Stroke, financial strokes, spiritual strokes, institutional strokes, church strokes. Yes. All kinds of spiritual strokes because of the disconnection from the head. The eye cannot see. You can't. Once God has given you a head, it is your connection to the person that is very key. Even if institutionally you are placed here or there, or put here or put there, it's your duty to be closer. I am closer. Let's say this pastor, Bishop is standing. I'm closer to Bishop Richard 100 times than I am to him. 100 times that he's right here in front of me. I'm closer to Bishop Richard, who's in the UK. 100 times more than I am to him. Nothing less than 100. Yes, nothing less than 100 times. It's not about the distance. It's not about the physical distance. Physical distance is not the issue. Yeah. So, all unspoken statements of "I have no need of you." Is it somebody can be in America? You are in Kodesh Family Church, Charlotte, Minnesota, New York, California, Houston, Memphis, Dallas, this, and in their minds, not spoken, not verbalized, not even in their conscious thinking, it's just, "I have no need of you." We have so many things to do here than to be sentimentally remembering somebody. So, I know you may find my preaching wonderful, but I'm quite happy with my preaching. Are you still around? Yeah. Yes. Now, continuing. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 22. It says, if you like, from verse 21, it says, "Far above principality and powers, has given him a name above every name," verse 22, "and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church." Amen. So, God made Jesus Christ the head over everything that is going on in the church. And that's very important. We used to have cars which had something they called a brain box. Brain box. And every time the brain box was getting spoiled, and they were always trying to repair the brain box. Yes. Now, the brain box was over everything. Everything in the car. He says the head over all things. So when there is a head, as far as the church is concerned, the head is over everything that is going on in the church. And you have to respect that. You have to accept it. The messages that are to be preached in this church are the messages that come from the head, the shepherd. Yes. You may not. You see, it's not individual churches. It's one church. That's why pastors have fluidly moved all over. I just asked our bishop in Lagos come back to Accra. I said he was here with us in Accra at the Kodesh. I called him one day. I said, "Go to Lagos." He said, "Lagos." I said, "Lagos. Lagos is where I said you should go." And he went. 10 years ago. He has been there for 10 years. Yes. It's the same church. It's one church, one shepherd. Ajay, are you there? Is it Ajay who is here? I need to know. Is it Ajay who is here? Yes, no. Yes, no. Yes, okay. Yeah. See, this is what they told Moses. You take too much upon yourself. Yeah, it's like you are putting too much on yourself. This is what Korah and his people were telling them in Numbers. Yeah. You take too much upon you. Yeah, look at it right there. They said to him, you take too much upon you. Seeing all the congregation are holy, it's not only you. Wherefore then lift ye up yourself above the congregation? So that is why, see, I've noticed, it's something that I've noticed also even reluctantly, that all the sections of the church which are disconnected from me in a certain way, they don't work well. That's what that was. All branches, all churches, all the pastors, all the ministers, anybody who is doing well, they are usually well connected to me. I've noticed it reluctantly. Reluctantly because of this kind of thing. Because it occurs to you that, it cannot be just you. You see, but it's an accusation that they took on Moses. It's a human accusation. You take too much upon you, seeing that all the congregation are holy. You are not the only special. Holy means special. Oh. The whole of Israel are all special and all called, not only you. You can't say that. How can it be that the arms stand up? Arms, legs, stomach, heart, breathing is controlled from here. Breathing is controlled from the brains. And it's not too much. That's why when a cobra bites you, a black mamba, neurotoxin, they paralyze the nerves. So you can't breathe unless they take over your breathing and breathe for you. It's because the nerves give the message to the... The heart receives instructions from the brain. That's why if you see danger, it feeds from your eye. By the way, your eye is directly connected straight into the brain. It's going straight into the brain, straight from around, like my arm. So this is the eye, then this is it, and it's straight into the white. The white goes straight, optic nerve, straight into the brain, directly fuses. Yes, yeah, so as soon as you see the danger, it tells your heart, then the brain sends message to the heart, beat faster and send message to the lung, breathe deeper and tell the blood vessels, shrink a little, increase the blood pressure, move, adrenaline, then sends message to the adrenal gland, emergency, and then you are moving. Yeah, preaching. The brain is the brain box, all from the brain. So that's why if you see some art students, I hope I've not left you out. Integrated science, core science. No woman will ovulate unless you get an instruction from your brains. You not have your period, all those things will not, unless you get instruction from your brain. You will not ovulate. You will be there. That's why when you are under a lot of stress or something terrible is happening or some issue, your period can change. You will not ovulate that month because it's like it's blocked out. Yeah, it's not too much. One center controlling ovaries, heart, breathing, legs, arms, toes. For you, when a person has a stroke, he can't even move. We ask him, can you move your toes? Can you move? Try to see if you can move your toe. Then he said, feeling, can you feel? You touch, do you feel? What do you feel? Do you feel? Do you feel? Hey, all from the brain. Oh. It's not too much. So you see, this is what I've seen sadly over the years. Whether it's a library, whether it's a bookshop, whether it's a Bible school, whether it's a church, whether it's a crusade, whatever it is, the person, if they disconnect from the head in whatever the ways of disconnection are, that place dies. It doesn't, it just deteriorates and withers. In this church only, in relation to me, but not in Winners Chapel. In Winners Chapel, it will be in relation to Bishop Oyedepo. He put the head over all things. Look at it. You take too much. Yes? All the organizations that we have established that follow my instructions, that is within our organization, they all do well. The ones that are not following, they are not doing well. Branches, pastors, all. They are all the same thing. If you like, go and see. Sometimes you should even ask them, "Your pastor, girl, why you things are not working? I mean, why don't you preach better? Do things better? We have seen other things working. You read the books." I mean, sometimes the congregation members should be asking the pastor that, "Do you read the books? So you are not flowing in the anointing in the house. Go and listen to messages." See now. Are you enjoying the Bible lesson? Ephesians 4:15. Now, notice, speaking the truth in love may do what? May grow what? Up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Please make it a little smaller and join it to verse 16 so that you can have a good picture of what is happening. It's a bombshell. Lotus. From whom the whole body, you see, the head, the whole body is fitly joined together. You see, the head is the point from which the whole body is fitly joined together. And it's not too much to join the whole body to the head. Because your whole body is joined to your head. Your stomach is joined to your head. When you smell them frying fish, if you like fish, or they're making light soup, if you like light soup, whatever, you smell it. All right? Olfactory nerve. And then to the brain. Then it sends from the brain message, gastric juices should come out. That's why you can start having stomach pains from feeling hungry, because the hunger feeling without eating is making you produce the gastric acid. That's why if you are having this ulcer thing and you don't eat, but you smell food and it's like it's coming up, but then you don't eat, it's brought acid and you didn't put food there. So the acid is spoiling your stomach. Are you still around? So when you disconnect, yes. And so now we are on a war on disconnection. I'm declaring war, not war on terror, war on disconnection. Yes. We reconnect you or remove you to bring a connectable plug. Yes. I have something to say about everything that God has made me the head of. From dancing stars to music stars to film stars to everything. To center, bar center, to this, everything. Because that's the job that God has given me as a head of that thing. That's how it is. So you see that depending on the nature, sometimes natural disposition of a person, he just tends to disconnect, because people are like that. Like, naturally, they are not communicating. They don't talk. They don't say anything. They're just quiet. They just... So that nature can make them disconnect. Are you with me? And that is a great error. And today marks the end of disconnection.
I receive
connection
it.
Is not about sending 1,000 texts. You have to know how to connect.
Yes.
Sometimes even if you talk too much. You see, it's in the olden days when you are with a king and maybe he hits himself against a stone. All his servants will also hit themselves against a stone and they will all start limping. As he's limping, then they will all start limping. It's like you have to show that you understand and you are also suffering with him. Like if he falls down, then you all fall down. Then it's like we all fell down. It's like, yes. It's like almost pretending all the time to be understanding and flowing with their king. It's not real. But it's like they used to do that. Give me volume. I'm struggling. Amen?
Amen.
Are you there?
Yeah.
You can't come to the Bible school. Who founded the Bible school? Who founded the Bible school? Whose idea is the Bible school? Whose Bible school is it? You are in the Bible school and you are not connected to me, but you are connected to somewhere. Then you don't understand why you are in the Bible school. In this, is it not in other places? The head there is very important. I'm not the head of everything. The small one I am, and the head of is the one that I'm the head of. Try to get into your coconut. Is it getting into your coconut? Our coconut is still not connecting to it. All right. Now, to end our Bible lesson. But how do you know how long the end is? Luke chapter 15. I want to show you something. Yeah. Come here. I want to show you something. Yeah. Luke 15 verse 11. Beautiful. Now, a certain man had two sons. You already know the story. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion." Orangulization often involves money. "Give me what? The portion of goods that falleth to me." Power, authority. "Leave me alone with my own power base." "Leave me alone with my own power base." Yes. "Leave me with my cathedral and my churches and my shepherds and my money and whatever power base." But you forgot that you were appointed, eh? Kabata shakata.
I receive it.
And the younger of them said to his father, "Give me my own power base that falleth to me." And he divided unto them his living. Verse 13. "Now many days after, the younger son gathered all together and disconnected himself." So after he was given the power base, he disconnected. You know, because I've been studying this scripture for many years, trying to find out that exactly what did he do wrong. Yeah. What exactly did he do wrong? Yeah, he went on track with the goods that were his. If his father didn't want to give it to me, he would have not given it to him. It was a legal transaction. His father gave him his power base. It wasn't like he fought for it or he stole it or he did something hard. No. And he went into a far country. And there, you see, it is when you are disconnected, that's when all the troubles begin. He was not wasting his life before. It was when he was disconnected that it starts to deteriorate. It's true. The Healing Jesus Crusade leapt. When I say leapt, leapt, L-E-A-P-T. Is it a word? What does it mean? Leap. Leapt. Jumped to its current position in world evangelism history by being connected to the head and following instructions. Even the First Life Church, same. And there, he began to waste. Everything starts to reduce. Recently, I was talking to some pastors, proudly arguing among themselves. And I said, bring out the data. And when I brought it, I said, look, under your supervision, the church has reduced. Power base given to you by your father. You didn't work for it. You didn't earn it. Did you work for it? Prodigal son, did you work for it? They just shared it to you. You see, those are the ones that you easily waste. My missionaries that I sent who have suffered from day one, take Bishop Apache in Mozambique, they start from day one with nobody. They entered it. First of all, they couldn't speak the language. They didn't know anybody. Start from zero and build a church. Build with hundreds and thousands of members. Those people are different from those who are given a power base that you didn't work for. Here, have this. That you didn't work for. They just cut it out and give it to you. It's true. I don't have any idea of how to keep what you've built. That's why I'll be more concerned. Because we were all here when this walls was closed. This one was closed. Now you see how we'll be able to get this one. Then we add it and small, piece by piece. Somebody will come later, just be walking the whole area. All these walls will be down. You see this, you see this. Oh, yeah, it's a nice city you have here. And this is whatever. You don't know how it came about. Yeah. Okay, now. Wasting makes you spend all the power. Now, when he had spent all, now something unrelated comes in when you are disconnected. Unrelated things make things worse. Because nobody's, are you expecting your husband to die? Are you expecting your wife to die? Are you expecting to wake up tomorrow and hear that so and so is dead? You're not expecting all those things. What about if it happens tomorrow? Unrelated to your plans of the day, a mighty famine arose. Such things exist. It makes everything worse. That's why people who are in debt, as soon as there's a mighty famine, any new thing that comes up. You watch, look, these people are doing electric cars. Very soon, they will change the petrol cars to electric cars. And all those who have invested in oil, we are an oil nation, it's past. You see, the richest countries in the world, all the top 1, 2, 3, 4, they are all Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, those people, Dubai, and they are the richest. They have used their money to make themselves rich. Those who don't have anything, you are now catching up to see that there was also oil in your country. But when a mighty famine arises, things change again. And things keep changing and getting worse for those who are some way and disconnected. It's all from the disconnection. All right. And then he began to be in want. All right? Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, which is now a solution which makes things even worse. You cannot solve a major problem with a minor decision. So I'm in the country, it is a famine. I'm going to solve this major crisis by just joining myself to a citizen of the country. You need a major decision to correct a major defect of your life. If you want a major breakthrough, be ready to take major decisions. You can't correct and say you're going to join yourself. The guy made it worse. He said, go into the fields to feed swine, which for a Jew, this was written by Jesus, the most famous Jew, by the way. The most famous Jew in the whole world is Jesus Christ. There are famous Jews. Jesus, the most famous. And this book was written by Jews. To be sent into the field to feed swine, never in Israel, is the lowest abomination. And not only to eat them, not to eat them, but to feed them. And not only to feed them, but to quarrel with them over their food. It's the lowest of the low. And verse 16 says, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husk which the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. People don't give to poor people. So those of you who have specialized in making yourself poverty chairman of the church, make yourself look mobile and so on, that doesn't make people give you. Yes? People give to rich people more than to poor people. So don't specialize in making yourself look pitiful and poor. Oh, I need money for transport. Oh, if only God would touch somebody. If I can have some money for food this week. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Or you are leading a prayer meeting and you are saying all your needs in the prayer meeting. All right. Now, verse 17. Now, you see, when he came to himself, all right, what did he say? How many of my even servants who are well connected to my father, they are not children. They throw away food and I'm dying here. Verse 18. Now, what will I do to correct this? You see, so you see that he said what he was going to do was to correct. He says, I will arise, I will go to my father, and I will say that I have sinned. What is the sin? What is the sin? The sin is the disconnection from the head, because like I started telling you, the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. The eye cannot say. You cannot say, I don't need you. Ah, it's a sin. You cannot say, you take too much upon you. How can it be that only you are connected to all these things? You cannot say that. You can't say that. So how did he correct it? He said, I will arise and I will come back to be connected. You see, if you don't like me for some reason, you are not comfortable with me. This is probably not your church. Now, immediately after church, I can give you a list of good churches in the area. Even right across here, there's a church right here, just at the filling station there. If you are looking for churches, real good churches with good pastors, a lot of good churches on campus, there are many churches. If you are not comfortable with me as a head, then you should not be here. You should be in another church. That's just the way it is. The sin was the break in the relationship. So what did he do? I will go to my father and I'll say that I have sinned. What is the sin? Because if you remember, it was only after he was separated that he began to waste the things. Wow. It was okay. He had the things, but when he was far, then things began to go down. So you have to watch for yourself. Listen carefully, even in messages. I tell you, if you listen to messages, you will hear all the advice you need. Even tonight, I have shared with you some advice. I told you, so I don't know if you heard it. Did you hear it? What did you hear? What did you hear? What else did you hear? Major decision. You can't solve a big problem with a small decision. I'm going to join myself here. That's not going to solve a big problem. Big problems are solved by big humility. Big problems are solved by big humility. It's very humble. I'm going to say that I've sinned. That's all. That's the end of the problem. But big humility. But also that's the funny thing about humility is that when you are down, you feel like it's the same level. You know, when you go from floor to floor, each floor looks the same. It's just the going there. That's all. But once you are there, it looks like your normal floor. You see, I am in a more humble floor than if I was just a professor or a doctor. I'm a pastor who receives offerings and preaches and preach to young people and to walk around preaching, taking offerings and so on. It's less honorable in the eyes of the world. It's a more humble floor. You see, it's lower than, let's say, floor 11 or 12. But when I'm walking on this floor, it's the same as walking on the 11th floor. I feel the same way. It's just about going down there, that's all. So, going down to say, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And verse 19, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as your hired servant. I don't care. All I need to be is to be close. I don't need sonship now. I know what is important is about being close. I don't need sonship or to be called brother. This or just let me be close enough. Verse 20. And he arose. And he did it all. Some of you, you've thought about things you never do. I asked one lady who was putting on weight. She went to buy a bicycle. And the bicycle was in the room. And the husband was telling her, are you not going to ride? Because she was getting bigger. Are you not going to ride the bicycle? She said, I'm riding it in my head. I'm riding the bicycle in my head. You cannot solve problems in your head. Once you've taken the decision, action. I'm being nice to my husband in my head. I'm being nice to my wife in my head. What do you think? Now his father had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Now, the son said to the father, Father, he fulfilled all his dreams. I've sinned. He repeated. This is one of the places in the Bible you find the thing repeated. What he said he would do when he came there, he went through the whole rehearsal. I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against thee. I'm no more worthy to be called thy servant. But thy son, verse 23. No, verse 22. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe. Now, you see, if you want a major breakthrough, you see, if you take the picture of the boy sitting with the pigs are passing, and the boy is sitting there, pigs, they can smell. And then you take a picture of that. Then the next picture you take is the guy is wearing a robe with a ring, shoes on his feet, and there is a party in verse 23, huh? And there's kebabs going around. This time there's beef, meat. And they are eating and they are drinking. Take the two pictures. A major breakthrough comes from major decisions which are implemented. Yes. A lot of people come to Bible school. When they finish, they don't want to implement all the things that they know. And they become a disappointment. Verse 24. Now notice, this my son was dead. So the boy was in a stroke condition. That's why you say the leg is dead. The leg is not moving. It doesn't move. It's disconnected from the head. Very heavy. Disconnected from the head. Yes. This was the problem. Why should you be in a prosperous? People think we have a lot of money. They think we have so much money. If you are in the church, you see us. If you are inside the engine of the church, you see the strategies to be rich that we use. You get it? If you were close enough, you will learn it and do it and apply it and be rich. Because riches is not from having money, it's from wisdom. Yeah. You know, many years ago, I don't know how it happened, but I heard of the offering that a church received, like a certain church. And I heard the offerings. And even a man of God, I heard he mentioned an offering. I said, hey, is this the kind of money that people are seeing? I'm talking about 20, 30 years ago. Is this the type of money? It's not about the money. People have had money with millionaires giving huge amounts of money all the time over years. It's not about that. Are you still around or you are leaving? That if you are close enough, you will know how to do it like that. But you are too far and you are not able to establish the connection. How to build, how to prosper, how to make it. Because we have made it. We're making it. Literally. People are building headquarters. They cannot even get to some of the branches. No. But you are in the thing, but disconnected. So they said that he was dead. The death is from the disconnection. And that's why I said that you can be physically near, but so far. Because you just have to have this gap. You know, like a plug. You just don't connect, but it's so near, but it's just not connected. A lot of people are so near, but just not connected. So, headship. You have this, your father. You have disconnected yourself from your father. How can you do well in UD? Lighthouse, First Love, Mecca Church, whatever the name of the church is. It will never work. No matter, you cannot say, I am taking too much. Never. It will not, whether you are in Kumasi, Tamale, Nigeria, America, England, Germany, it will not work. Australia, whatever. I mean, we are a spiritual body. Yeah. And it's not about the distance. It's not about the distance. The distance can be very small. Yeah. So I hope you are listening. Yes. Listen very carefully. I was also a student in medical school, wasn't I? Was it not my school that is here? I'm telling you things that are practical. I'm showing you the ways. Because I want you to do well. But don't be close but not connected. We have also that close but not connected. Oh, yeah. You can sit by a bus in a bus with somebody going to Nigeria for 8 hours. You'll never be pregnant. I mean, driving all the way to Lagos. You'll never be pregnant. I mean, you may be even be touching the person throughout. Pregnancy will never happen. Amen. Amen. Are you there or you are leaving? So, headship. The power of headship. This boy, he suffered the loss of his life by joking with headship. He joked with his father. He said, I don't need you. You can't say that. I'm going, I'm making it. I've got my power base. I've got my money. I've got my this. I've got my that. Yeah, what I need from you, I got it. See you. Bye. There's nothing like that in life. Now, when you are in the body and you have from the head an instruction like this, move, move. Otherwise, it's a stroke. I'll say it again. I'm ending with this. Listen to this part. Don't miss it. When you are told something to do and you don't do it, it's the same as paralysis. Because you see a person alive, awake, and you say, try and move your leg. Try and move your leg. Move your left leg. Move your left leg. Move your right leg. And it's not moving. So when you are trying from your head, but it's not moving, that's a stroke. So when the head is trying to tell something to the leg and doesn't obey, then it means you are defined as dead. That's why I said, my son was dead. My pastor was dead. My shepherds were dead. My choir was dead. My Bible school was dead. My hospital was dead. My school was dead. My orphanage was dead. All the institutions are dead when they are disconnected from the founder and the leader. I'm telling you. My this was dead. Whatever is dead. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They are experiencing death. It's called death. It's amazing. I mean, you think that these are metaphorical statements. My son was dead. My son was dead. And then he was lost. Oh, Laje, I don't know what English word to say that you are lost. Like in ministry, you are lost. The school is lost. The church is lost. Everything, the ministry is lost. The branch is lost. That cathedral is lost. It's actually in the wilderness wandering. Because it's disconnected. It's disconnected from the head. The father who gave birth to the boy. Who founded the boy. Who impregnated and brought forth the boy. You've gone far from him to a far country. How will you do well? Check yourselves. Check yourselves. You see, I'm only saying this because you need to do well. If you don't do well, it doesn't help anybody. Yeah. Try to be connected. It's not about the distance. It's about your heart and establishing the connection. Don't let your culture, I don't know which country you come from, make you disconnect. Yeah. It's dead. I say the branch is dead. Sometimes, you see, sometimes you ask why I don't go to certain branches. I'll not go to certain places. It's dead. What I say, they won't do anyway. Once I was at a crusade, not so long ago, the pastor was saying, oh, we were expecting you to come. I said, me, I should come. You don't follow what I say. I will not come there. I won't come. The day I should rest, I should come to you. I'll rest. I slept and opened my mouth. I'm snoring. I'm preaching 21 days, morning, evening, morning, evening, morning. Then the only day that I'll get to rest, I should come and follow a disobedient person who doesn't follow what I say. I'm snoring. So, headship. The power of headship. Yeah. It's dead. You may have been sent, but you are dead. Is it not his son? His son was dead breathing, but his father said he was dead. So all the time he was doing business, he was with the pigs. He was, before even the pigs came, before the famine arose, his father called him dead. His father said, all that is death. All his ministry there is death. It's just a ministry of death. It's death. Yes. If the Bible school is disconnected from me, it's a dead school. Yes, it's death. It's true. It's death. That's what it is. You know, I thank God for the sister who got married. She gave a testimony today. She said there were three girls who went to Bible school. And I told her, all three of you will get married. She said, I'm the last one. I got married today. A girl, if you are chosen, thank God, you know. It's nothing. You know yourself. Huh? You don't know. Brothers, I'll tell you a secret. Any sign of pride, don't marry the person. This is just to the brothers. I'm not speaking to the sisters. Sisters, learn to say yes. And learn to say sorry. They will always say that you are humble. I'm waiting for somebody to be calling you humble. Yeah. She's humble. Say what?
Yes.
And say what?
Sorry.
Two formulas for being humble. I mean, you see, when I give you simple things, what else do you want? It looks too simple, but I'm telling you, say yes and sorry. Yeah, it's two words. You will be like a magician.
And they will say you are humble.
They will say you are humble. They will testify, oh, my wife is very humble.
Wow.
Very humble. Stand to your feet. I told you it was going to be from 7 to 8, but I've even gone over time. So we are already 30 minutes into extra time. Huh? Penalties. Okay, penalties. That's the offering. The offering is penalties. No, your marriages are going to be nice. Because you are getting keys. Look, no, when I was getting married, nobody told me say yes or say sorry. I have not heard of any such thing. Not heard of any such thing. You just go in and start arguing about useless things, which the argument doesn't achieve anything. A mobile. And they say that there is no salt. I don't like. Just say yes and say sorry. These are the two things that can come up to end all the rice without salt. Instead, you are saying, I used to make rice for you and you never said anything. You today that you are talking about the rice that I make, that there's no salt in the rice and so on. Ah! Yes, and sorry. And your husband will come out of the room and say, I've married a very humble woman. The person said, I don't like this type of stew. Soup. Your stew is like soup. What do you say? Yes, and sorry. That's all. And then withdraw. Why? I'm so sorry about the soup. Soupy stew. Two magic words. Power for humility. Yes and sorry. Now you see, if you don't do what I'm saying, you know, and I give you a formula, all right, I don't know if these people can draw, but I don't know whether they have the ability to draw a graph. Do you have the ability to draw a graph? Huh? Say yes and sorry. Yes. Yes and sorry. You know, I would have dazzled the art students if they had given a graph, if they had been able to do a graph. But you see, if I start asking what is X, what is Y, it's so difficult for some of us. But if I say what, say yes and then sorry, like, so from today when you go up and they wake you up, yes, sorry, yes, sorry, yes, sorry. Like automatic fire machine gun. Yes, sorry. 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 It's easier than Pythagoras equations. Divide the x's and quadratic equations.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So, differentiation.
Yes. All right. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for showing us the need for a deep connection with the head. Whatever and whoever the head is. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. Now, every head bowed for a moment. If you are here today, you are not born again, lift your right hand. I want to pray for you. Let's say you don't even understand born again. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. Somebody invited you, but I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here like that, just lift your hand. I want to pray with you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come. Just walk to me with your hand up. No clapping yet. No clapping. Just come, 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 come. If you've lifted your hand, come all the way. I need to see you. Come. God bless you. Come. I want to give my life to Jesus.
Give him your life today.
Stand right here.
Come on to Jesus.
Let him have his way. Say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sin. I give my heart to you. I'm sorry for all my sins, my wicked ways. I come to you. Lord Jesus, cleanse me. Forgive me. Have mercy on me. Please write my name. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What's your name? Peter, from where? Trinity. You stay here. Okay. God bless you. God bless you. Let me go back to your seat. Will you come to church again? When will you come again? Next week? Is this your first time here? You came today. Okay. God bless you. Hallelujah. Take out your offering. I'll show you the graph to draw for them. Art students, I don't know why they feel superior to us, because they get more money than us. Take out your offering. Give me a basket quickly. Father, thank you for your blessing today. There are some people here, you are expecting me to call to give 100 CDs. Give me a piece of paper, I'll draw the graph for you. Come and give 100 CDs, at least 100, whatever. Put it in the basket very quickly, and then we'll be moving on. Where's AJ? Forget next week is what? Friday is carol service. Sunday is what? Sunday is Thanksgiving. What are you bringing on Sunday special? Thanksgiving seed. Say seed. Your seed. Yes. You are bringing your Thanksgiving seed on Sunday. Amen. Right. Everybody else, okay, you want to give 50 Ghana cedis, come and put it in the basket quickly. All right. We are closing with that. What a blessing. Sow a good seed tonight. How many are blessed with today's message? How many feel that is a very important message? Yes. The power of headship. Close but connected. You can be far or close, but connected. Definitely power is flowing through you. Yeah. Everybody else, take out your offering. And we are going to have just a song, I think. Do you want a song or two songs? Songs. Lift up your offering and let us pray over the offering. Father, thanks a million for this offering tonight, as we are so blessed to be here, in Jesus' name. Amen.
A certain man, he had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that were left to me. And he divided unto them his living. Many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey to a far country. And there he wasted his substance on riotous living. Oh, he spent everything. Yeah, you must be quick to believe. Change your mind. You must be quick to hear. You must be quick to receive. Be quick to understand. You must be quick to humble yourself. Be quick to yield yourself. Began to be in want. He went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. He sent him into the field to feed the swine. And he would have filled his belly with the husk the swine did eat. Change your mind. You must be quick to hear. You must be quick to receive. Be quick to understand. You must be quick to humble yourself. Be quick to yield yourself. Himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's house, oh, have bread enough to eat and bread enough to spare, and I perish here with hunger. Oh, I will arise and go to my father. Say, I've sinned before you and against heaven, and I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. Oh, you must be quick to believe, be quick to obey. You must be quick. Change your mind. You must be quick to hear. You must be quick to receive. Be quick to understand. You must be quick to humble yourself. Be quick to yield yourself. Oh, 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 oh. So he arose and came to his father. But when he was a great way off his father's
Virgin Mary, for my son was dead, is now alive. He was dead and now is alive. You must be quick to believe, be quick to obey. You must be quick to change your mind. You must be quick to hear. You must be quick to receive.
Oh, agendas. Love does not seek its own. Love is not proud. It's not unbecoming. Love does not boast. Love does not seek its own. For love is patient. And love is kind. Oh yeah. Love is not jealous. Does not you.
please be very nice to me. Oh, oh. Please be very nice to me. Oh, please, please, please be very nice to me. Please be very nice to me.
We'll be right back. Been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.